This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So the Falcons owe Kirk Cousins $27.5 million for 2025. You add in Michael Penix's salary into that, you're basically paying your quarterback's total $30 million, right? Let's just round it off. Whether or not he's here when the season starts, that is a question I'm not sure I'm ready to answer right now. Because, Mike, when the draft plays out and maybe you have a team that might be interested – and they're looking at this, and that's when deals get done, and you're trading away picks and stuff, and you're getting movement. There's still a chance that that could happen. But let's just say it doesn't. Then we get to training camp. Well, guess what? Injuries happen. So there's still a lot of stuff that could play out before Mike and I don't know if you're ready, but to say, hey, first game of the season, Kirk Cousins is going to be on the sidelines. I'm not willing to tell you that yet. But right now, where we are, we told you this was what was going to happen. The $10 million roster bonus, Mike, became guaranteed on Saturday for 2026. Fine. Cut the check. You're too invested already, and you've got a guy, if you need him, that can back up Michael Penix if that's going to be the situation.
And from what came out over the weekend, the business of sports, the money, by the way, that you're going to lose right now in the short term will get paid back. Basically, a team's going to pick it up if you can trade him. So, again, it's an offset cost, Chris, if I read this correctly over the weekend. So, right now, yes, you're paying them. But next year, if they cut it before it comes due in March of 26, they'd be entitled to offsets. There's a trade. There's a lot of moving parts to this. But here's the one thing we've always said. If you don't find the trade partner, what happens that last week in July? You know, so, are you really prepared? And maybe they are. Maybe all this stuff that they've said that we said is like a poker game or a giant game of chicken is really what they're sticking there because they believe Kirk Cousins can come in, back up Michael Penix Jr., be the world's most expensive backup quarterback, and not be a distraction answering all the questions about the stuff he pulled from the time he eventually got benched, Carl, to what happened at the Super Bowl, to then actually asking Arthur Blank for a trade.
Yeah, yeah. I still feel like, Mike, there's a lot, again, that could happen, but then again, maybe this is settled in the eyes of the Falcons, in the eyes of the front office. Look, they've got bigger fish to fry, okay? To spend all this energy, and we've spent a lot of time on it because, again, we're just trying to figure out, you know, how guys are going to respond, what the team and the front office thinks about this whole scenario and situation. But, guys, they got to be focused on how to get this team better here in the next few weeks. That's the draft, okay? Getting the right guys in here. They went and signed their own guys and signed a few guys that maybe you agree or don't agree with. But the fact is, we got a lot of guys that we still have big question marks next to their names, Mike, because we don't know how good they're going to be. And they have to get that figured out before we start training camp again. So the energy right now shouldn't be on this. We cut the check. We know what this is. And if somebody comes calling, we have leverage now. We didn't just let him go and have to cut another big check and let somebody pick him up.
So now we wait. The waiting game begins. And now the craziest thing, we'll dive into this in fourth and one, is we've expected that Kirk Cousins would go wherever Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or anybody else doesn't go. Now, after the flirtation, or at least the perceived flirtation with the Steelers, Now the Vikings are interested in Aaron Rodgers and letting J.J. McCarthy cool his heels for another year. And the ultimate irony, Chris, our producer, was talking about this. If you remember, Brett Favre went to the Jets for 1 year and then went to the Vikings for two. And now Aaron Rodgers potentially can go to the Jets for two and the Vikings for maybe one.
Isn't that crazy?
Remember Brett Favre had that fumble? He had that missed handoff with Adrian Peterson. They could have beat the Saints.
Yep.
To go to the Super Bowl. But anyway, now Aaron Rodgers, and is he vindictive enough to want to stick it to Green Bay twice a year? I don't know. You try to read Aaron Rodgers. But this one is interesting. The Vikings feel that they've got a quarterback. They're prepared to let him sit another year. Now, the first year was an injury. That's interesting to me. At first I was like, well, aren't you going to roll with J.J. McCarthy? They realize their window is now on both sides of the football with a quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is still further down the road, obviously, than a rookie.
Yeah. Look. Mike, it makes sense, but this gets back to our situation when, you know, when you've been saying, and I know a lot of people agree with you, which is you draft these guys, you play them.
There's no substitute for, I don't care what anybody says.
I don't either, but the difference is our guy wasn't coming off an injury.
No.
Right? The McCarthy thing happened in the preseason.
Yeah, and he looked great. Remember how good he looked in the preseason?
Dude, I thought he was going to be the starter day one, and then that happens, and obviously Darnold balls out and has a career year. But, yeah, I think you're right about where they think they are, Brian Flores' defense, and where they're at. They re-signed a bunch of guys on that defense, paid big money for some free agents that could have gone elsewhere. I don't know. That's going to be very interesting. But here's the thing, and this, again, but if that happens, that means the door is still open at these other places we've been talking
about. Hypothetically, the Steelers, the Browns, and or the Giants. If the Giants don't go with Shador Sanders, who knows what they're going to do. But the idea there's still a potential market, although the window is closing for Kirk Cousins somewhere. The Browns were the team that had the most ink written about him being interested in Kirk Cousins.
404-726-0929. Do not be mad at the Falcons. They did the right thing here. You are not paying this money. I know that you may be upset that he's still here, but you're not paying this money. They have already invested way too much in him to just cut another big check and let him walk. This buys them more time to work on a deal. And now we just have to see if it happens. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. And thank you for making this radio station Atlanta's number one sports station. And, of course, Dukes and Bell, it's number one sports show. As far as the draft is concerned, and you know, we're going to dive deeper. Guys, the countdown starts really now that we've kind of worked past free agency. There may still be some signings, but all the big stuff happened already. And now you just really have to focus on the biggest need. And somebody said to me, Mike, over the weekend, Dukes, you guys, I hear you guys all the time talking about defense. Okay, great. Pinpoint the biggest need. I've heard you say if you draft a corner, you won't be mad. I said, no, I won't be. Okay, so is that the biggest need? I said, well, no.
But it's a need.
But it's a need.
But do they feel, see, fans see Mike Hughes get signed, and they look at Mike Hughes, and most people just shrug, and they go, okay, I guess he's good enough. You know, when we got in the nickel, that's when we got in trouble. You know, it was the other guys, you know, lack of pass rush. So a lot of folks look at this and say, is this sort of a short term? Are they going to dedicate a second round pick to a corner? Do they fall in love with the guy? Because what's the point in paying Hughes not a lot of money if you're going to draft a corner with the first round? Folks, you expect to plug him in and start him.
I agree.
So that's why maybe we think he's a second round pick.
With that said, the number one need is edge rush. We haven't had it. We need it. And we need a young guy with fresh legs who can grow into the job and we grow to love him. That's what we need. I want to see Falcon fans down at the bins, Mike, wearing whatever number this guy's going to wear over the next decade.
Right.
And we say, remember when we drafted this dude. That's what we need.
Yeah, and I do think the connection to Georgia, why they made such a big, you know, dog and pony show to bring 22 guys out to Athens to look at Georgia's pro day. Mykel Williams, by every mock draft, it looks like 90% chance he's going to be there at 15. You know, Jalen Walker will be gone, most likely top 10. And again, if somebody falls in love with Mykel Williams, then he's gone too. But it would be a coup. The fan base would be stoked. Now, 50% of these guys crap out in the first round. You better get it right. So this is one where don't yell at me before I say this.
What's that?
As much as I've railed against the organization, we're going, you know, three general managers back for never going with Georgia players, don't do it just to do it. This isn't the year. This is the year you've got to. This is the year where, I mean, I get it. It looks ridiculous as an organization.
Wait. Yeah. You don't want him to draft one just because?
Well, again, I don't trust the personnel department because they missed on so many defensive players. They've done pretty good by offensive players aside from Pitts. You know, they got the Bergeron thing right. Obviously, Bijan was a no-brainer. Drake's real good. But This is one defense, they struggle. They go for projects. They always go for the cute pick. You know, in this case, I hope their due diligence and their work says, yes, he, Mikel Williams, if that's the guy, is going to have more impact than Shamar Stewart or Mike Green from Marshall.
Yep.
And, yeah, but I get it, man. Fans will be energized. We'll have an easy show on Friday talking to Mikel Williams from as far as the fan base goes.
It would be. And that is the biggest need. I mean, like, yes, we need a corner. You know what else? I'd still like one of these big defensive tackles. But right. Here's the thing. Use all three picks and do all of that and make us all happy. That's all you got to do. Use all three. Your first, your second, and your fourth, right? Because we don't have a third, okay?
Don't have a third.
And do that.
No, perfectly, and this is where we get off in the weeds, but hey, man, if there's a way to move back and pick up a second or an extra, you know, or a third-round pick, I like that, too. If you can have your cake and eat it, too, that'd be the ultimate. But historically, for whatever reason, this franchise never goes backwards. They're always going up.
All right, so that's where we're at. That's the situation coming off the weekend with Cousins. And I can't believe they did it. You're getting yourself all in a tizzy for nothing. you really are. Because this is what it is. Like, we're past that stage of what happened. I was more upset about the circumstances surrounding Cousins and how he handled this situation than I am about the Falcons cutting the check.
Right. And this is just, guys, if you ever played sports from Little League, to maybe you play, you get lucky enough to play in college or whatever, just, it's weird. It's strange energy. It's stuff the media is going to, well, you know, our media, I got to be honest, in the 27 years I've been in Atlanta, they got more aggressive. They ask tougher questions. It's no more like rolling over. D's always in there. We got guys now, you know, that we'll do our part. We try to ask the tough questions.
Come on, you Jeff Schultz.
For sure.
But I mean, the idea that, you know, hey, can we talk to Kirk Cousins? What? No? He's getting treatment? How are they going to spin it? I mean, Kirk Cousins
he's been
is
in the treatment room for every day.
If Kirk Cousins is in camp, everybody wants to talk to him.
Yeah.
What happened? Why did you lie in the fall only to say, which one is the lie?
Guys, I've got a meeting.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to run too.
You know,
that's what'll happen.
What did you demand a meeting with Arthur Blank? Did you ask what did Arthur say? These are questions I'd love to ask the man.
Yeah, and I think Falcon fans would love to hear. And maybe, who knows? Maybe Cousins is being told, Mike, by his representation, you know, it doesn't help us if we say anything right now, right? So that's why he hasn't honored anybody's interviews or done any of this stuff. The other part of it is maybe he just don't want to do it because he knows what the truth is.
Yeah, like I said, we like the guy, charismatic guy. Don't know. I mean, like I said, Carl and I were joking around about this the other day. It's like, what is he? Is he a con man?
Well, he's rich.
I mean, he's always played the system. His agent's always maxed rich. The dollars out. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, what is he? I mean, we were blown away by how outgoing he was and just, you know, nothing against previous quarterbacks that have been through here, but he's kind of, wow, this guy really wants to engage with the media. Until he didn't. So, hey, by the way, the latest CBS mock draft, Mike Renner is the guy who did this, I want to say. Either way, yeah, it is. I'll get the name right. Mike Renner did this an hour ago. He's got us passing on Mikel Williams and taking Mike Green out of Marshall, the guy that was a sensation from the Senior Bowl throwing around that Colorado line.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of interest for explosiveness off the line of scrimmage, and I think that's something the Falcons are looking at and looking for. But I just feel like size matters.
But it does.